good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FMA News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2025, with wind gusts of 16 kilometers per hour. It's 25 degrees Celsius in the south of this afternoon. The headlines. Chapter 1 Foundation, ACA, question lack of clarity on constitutional amendment due consultations. Police reapprehend two of the 19 suspects after Mansa jailbreak, and former DR Congo Prime Minister sentenced to hard labor on corruption charge.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Chapter 1 Foundation and the Alliance for Community Action have expressed concerns over the lack of clear, accessible and timely information regarding the public consultation process for the upcoming constitutional amendment bill, which is expected to be released today, 21st May, according to a statement by the Minister of Justice, Princess Gasune, in Parliament. Chapter 1 Foundation Executive Director, Defire Kalana, has noted that the Minister of Justice announced a 30-day public consultation period from 21st May to 21st June 2025. Mr. Kalana said in this regard, citizens need to know how, when and where they will be consulted during the next 30 days. He has also questioned how the government intends to integrate public submissions into the draft amendment. Mr. Kalala has further raised concerns about the criteria government will use to accept or reject public input on specific issues and how Zambians will be informed about what feedback they receive. He has questioned whether there will be a comprehensive report detailing the consultation process and summarizing the views expressed by the public.
The Minister of Justice stated that there will be a period of public consultation for 30 days from the 21st May to the 21st June. In this regard, citizens need to know how Zambians are consulted in practical terms. When during the next 30 days will Zambians be consulted? Where will Zambians be consulted? How will the government integrate the submissions received in the next 30 days into the draft? Fellow citizens, as a foundational matter, if the government asks you if their specific amendment proposals respond to your needs and priorities, if the government asks you which issues are not contentious and which are contentious, when the draft is finally released, the government needs to define what kind of consultation opportunities will be offered.
Police in Mansa have reapprehended two of the 19 suspects that escaped from lawful custody at Mansa Central Police Station on May 19, 2025. In a statement, a police assistant public relations officer, Godfrey Chilani, said the suspects, identified as Promise Walia and Mike Chola, both facing charges of murder, were captured during an intelligence-led operation conducted on May 20th, 2025, around 22 hours in Katongo village in Mansa district. He has assured members of the public that a manhunt for the remaining suspects is actively underway. Mr. Chilari has appealed to anyone with information that may lead to their apprehension to report to the nearest police station. Now, Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has attributed the ongoing load shedding to the government's continued export of electricity to neighboring countries, warning that the situation is forcing small and medium enterprises to shut down. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Kalaba has claimed that the UPND administration is prioritizing electricity exports out of fear that citizens will realize the true cost of electricity, resulting in prolonged power outages across the country. He has further noted that the Zambian kwacha continues to depreciate due to an economy heavily influenced by foreign interests, who he says are repatriating revenue instead of reinvesting it locally. Mr. Kalaba has also questioned recent statements from State House claiming the UPND has fulfilled 90% of its campaign promises, pointing out the contradiction in the Vice President's admission that the economic situation remains difficult.
That the reason they do not want to stop load shedding is for fear that people will realize how expensive power has become. And in doing so, companies are suffering. And today, a good number of saloons, barbershops, butcheries, welders, and other small-scale companies are closed because of power expansion. When is enough? Enough. Communication in Zambia is now going back to the 90s era, owing to communication towers being equally affected by load shedding. This outgoing government of Mr. Chilem has failed to appreciate that in the 21st century, power is a necessity.
In more news this afternoon, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has extended an invitation to the European Union to observe Zambia's upcoming general elections in 2026. Mr. Haimbe made the invitation during a bilateral meeting with the President of the European Parliament Committee on Foreign Affairs, David McAllister, on the sidelines of the African Union European Union Ministerial Meeting held in Brussels in Belgium. The meeting focused on strengthening Zambia-EU relations, particularly in the areas of democratic governance, electoral transparency and institutional cooperation. During the engagement, Mr. Haimbe expressed Zambia's appreciation for the EU's role in observing the 2021 general elections and reaffirmed the government's commitment to upholding democratic values. Mr. McAllister, in response, commended Zambia's democratic progress and peaceful political environment. This is according to a statement issued by the First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in Belgium, Hambaya Munangandu. The Zambia Meteorology Agency has announced that the agency has completed the statutory verification of all trade scales to be used by the Food Reserve Agency ahead of the 2025 grain marketing season. Speaking at a press briefing, ZME Board Chairperson Musamala Nyirongo said this exercise is critical in ensuring that only accurate measurements and trade scales are used in the purchase of maize and other grains from farmers. Mr. Nyirongo said this will ensure fair compensation to farmers, prevention of fraud and trade disputes due to inaccurate weighing and increased trust and transparency in the grain marketing process. He said the agency carried out inspections of the 2024-2025 Farmers Input Support Program, adding that no formal complaints have been recorded from farmers regarding the quantity of the input supplied this season. Speaking at the same event, Food Reserve Agency Acting Executive Director Justin Jonka has underscored the importance of ensuring accurate scales as it enables FRA to accurately account for stocks that the agency buys from the farmers.
We take this as a very critical activity that has to be undertaken before we engage in the procurement of the stock. So we really want to thank the Government of the Agency for having timely undertaken this activity to ensure that the agency will also be able to participate on the market at the earliest possible time. This very act again serves another aspect to us as an agency, as it helps us to account for the stock that we buy from the farmers.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Economics Association of Zambia has urged all stakeholders to support the country's ongoing economic reform efforts following the recent IMF mission. EAZ President Dr. Oswald Mungule says while technical discussions have progressed, further engagements are expected before a staff-level agreement can be finalized and approved by the IMF Executive Board. In a statement, Dr. Mungule says Zambia's resilience, as evident in its 4% GDP growth and 2.9% fiscal surplus in 2024, must now be reinforced through bold, inclusive and coordinated action to ensure sustainable, homegrown and sustainable development. He said reforms to expand the tax base and enhance transparency must be fast-tracked and that increasing the tax to GDP ratio above 23% is not optional, it is critical for sustaining public services and reducing debt vulnerability. Dr. Mungule says with a negative 1.1% current account deficit, Zambia must aggressively pursue policies that boost local production, value addition and export competitiveness to stabilize foreign exchange flows. He has also called for the establishment of an SME production fund to empower local entrepreneurs and unlock domestic capital reforms in mineral revenue sharing and must ensure national benefits.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Just Talk International News.
Across